Welcome millions, perhaps billions, of faithful podcast listeners. We are your hosts, Jason Kimber and Dave Simmons. We'll bring you along with us as we share life stories from our experiences living in small towns,
or in Jason's case, an unincorporated community.
That's true. Along with genius suggestions for solving the world's problems and a whole lot of laughs.
This is the Small Towns Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Jason Kimber here with my good friend and solid co-host Dave Simmons.
Good to be here. Always good to be here.
It's like a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes.
I say that every time, and it makes me laugh every time I say it. You know, Dave, it is interesting. We have done a couple of these podcasts in the past that have almost felt a little bit like a PSA or a public service announcement.
Well, we try to help people.
We do our best.
I try my best every day.
Yes.
And if we can do it to the greater world,
yeah.
I mean, this is the World Wide Web.
And it is for the greater good.
And we know we're stretching into different countries. You've got people in Brazil listening.
And we're global. We got a global audience.
A global audience. I know I got some Canadian friends listening.
Okay.
I've even got some likes from people in Bulgaria. Now, I don't know that they're understanding this.
I hear you. But listen, that's neither here nor there.
No.
I mean, if we can, whatever we have to offer.
Well, and today is a really, especially for our international audience that maybe English isn't the first language mm-hmm. that they speak.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help them understand some of the lingo that the kids are using nowadays. At least we're going to try.
We're going to do our best. And I like where we're going with this because I have two girls, 11 and 8-year-old. They are doing their best to keep me on top of what the kids are saying these days.
Yes, the slang.
Did you ever, I mean, without getting too crazy here, but there was a great show on TV a while ago. One of my heroes, Phil Dunphy, was in the show on Modern Family.
The fact that Phil Dunphy is one of your heroes says a lot about you.
It does. It does. Listen, unabashedly so.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
You should have been a cheerleader at one point and enjoyed trampolining.
I just remember.
Can you make a trampolining a verb like that?
I think you can. I think you just did.
Well, I'm going to. Yeah,
trampolining. I was all state my senior year in trampolining. But there was an episode there where Phil was all like, I'm a cool dad. I'm a texting dad. LOL, laugh out loud. And then he said, WTF, why the face?
You know? And they're like, no, Dad.
No, that's not it. And it is interesting that, and you and I have talked about this. I don't know if it's geographical, but it is interesting with the advent, as you mentioned earlier, of the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
The world has become even smaller. And so we're learning all these slang words that are said in Brazil, they're said in Canada, they're said in Australia, said in the great United States of America. And so, obviously, our job as dads and also as influential podcasters,
which of course we are,
is to try and ensure that everybody understands what we're saying. So, I like to learn these terminologies and some of these phrases. And the only way to really learn them is to apply them and to use them.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are you willing to put them into practice?
Oh, absolutely.
Me too. But you know what? It seems like the kids don't really care for it when I put them into practice.
Oh, they hate it.
Why can they use it and I can't?
I don't understand it because they're going through the effort of teaching me these words.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only way that you can learn is that's kind of the time-tested model is like, you know, you learn something, you hear about it, you learn it. And then you try to put it into practice to really kind of solidify it in the old brain bank, if you
well,
know what I
we
mean.
Both have learned a new language, right?
Yes, we have.
You speak Chinese, I speak Bulgarian. It's been a long time, but we both try.
Exactly. My Mandarin is rough, but I do the best that I can.
Yeah, but when you're learning those languages, you learn new words,
mm-hmm.
and you try in that day that you learn them to use that word a couple of times, because then it ingrains it mm-hmm. into your vocabulary. There's a whole language out there that you and I are learning with these teens. Now, you don't have quite the teens yet.
No, I don't. But it's amazing that how early on these words are becoming part of the vernacular.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good for you as a father to understand them, so you can use them as well.
Absolutely. Now, what's some of the slang words that you and I remember using growing up?
Well, obviously, and they're still used.
Sure.
People say cool.
Yeah, but we'd say that a lot.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's very cool. I still do, now that I just said it out loud to you. That mm-hmm. felt very, very normal. Awesome.
Awesome. I use that a lot.
I think that might be kind of local. I mean, I'm sure people use it, but I've heard that people, especially like in Utah area, mm-hmm. say awesome almost too much.
And sometimes I like to shake it up and I'll say something like awesome possum.
Well, yeah, that's a very dad thing to do, which I'm all on board.
Yeah, you know, where are my sandals with socks when I say that?
Exactly. Try not to wear your sandals with your socks. And men out there, if you're doing it, you know what? You got to stop it.
Stop it.
Just don't wear socks with your sandals.
We'll have a fashion podcast soon enough.
Yeah, We had a cancel podcast, and that might have to go on there too.
That's a good point. Socks with sandals.
Just don't. In fact, I'm going to go as far as saying don't wear sandals if you're a grown man.
Yeah, I actually think that's true because it's a hard no with socks and sandals. But on the flip side, I don't think any person wants to see my naked toes.
No.
Kind of gross.
Very gross. If you're poolside, if you're waterside, all right.
Fine.
But you know what? Better be water. Same with your taking the shirt off idea.
Don't do it. You're going to Disneyland. Put on some shoes.
Yeah.
You know, don't be wearing sandals. Don't be wearing flip-flops, or as we like to call them growing up, speaking of, thongs.
Yeah, don't wear your thongs. Turns out that turned into something else.
That turned into something different. It doesn't mean that. You should tell people not to wear their thongs.
Some people you should.
It's the same way, though. Again, once you get to a certain age and you start getting some corns and some bunions. I'm not saying that I got those on my toes. Maybe some is it this like a hammerhead toe or something like that?
I think it's a shark. But I think there's hammer toes.
Hammer toes, yeah.
Yeah.
And hammerhead hammer felt very You don't want to do that. And so
if your second toe is not only longer than your first, but kind of taking the corner and going around the others, like protecting the others like a mother hen.
Exactly.
We don't really care to see that.
We don't want to see it.
No.
Put a sock on it.
Just put a sock on it.
Put a sock on it. And just a nice shoe.
Yeah.
A nice tennis shoe.
Sure.
I wear Adams. I love them.
You look great.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, let's cover up the feet. Men. Yep. Men. No, women, you can wear your sandals. That's fine.
People, it's a pain on those nails. Yeah, <huh? laughs>
People out there right now are saying, who are they to tell us? Well, I don't know.
Like, would it kill you to polish those things?
Well, they're like, would it kill you to maybe shave those toes?
No, that's sick.
It's sick. No,
the thing that I love about this podcast is we can go down some tangent rabbit holes, and I love it. Back to vernacular. This is a little bit, I'm going to say this is more mid to late 90s. You remember Sweet?
Sweet. I feel like as we say these to each other, I feel like I'm saying them a lot.
I say them a lot, and I think our kids are making fun of us because I don't hear my girls saying Sweet.
No, I don't either. I don't hear your girl saying that, but I don't hear my son saying, or my oldest is a daughter. She doesn't say, that's sweet.
That's sweet. What about the term aight?
That's aight. I hear it all the time. My kids, that's aight.
That's aight.
It's aight.
So like a translation would be.
So for our older listeners, that is all right.
That is all right.
So mom, dad, if you hear the kids saying, that's aight, it just is all right.
Basically what it is it takes so much more effort to pronounce the L and the R.
Yeah. Well, you got two words. All
it's
right.
Like, all right. It's aight.
I heard back in the day, that's real boss. I like it.
I do too.
I'm a fan of boss.
I like saying boss.
Because boss. I feel like, for two reasons. I just think it works.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, I think it makes me seem like an older dude, like an old man. And to my kids, it's like, dad. And I think it's so funny.
Yeah,
I
do too.
I don't know, buddy, but that is real boss.
That's boss. We actually, as a family, took a trip down to Salt Lake just last week, actually. Had to just run a few errands. And my girls were anxious to just visit and talk in the truck. And listen, as a dad, I am all over that.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we started talking about the new words and new slang. And so my oldest, Kennedy, she was asking me and kind of quizzing me on some words. Some I was familiar with. And then again, I tried to use them in a sentence. But do you have any that you have heard from your boys or your girls you love?
Yeah. And we try to use them. And they're like, no, no.
And they're like, Dad, don't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
You can say, like, if you want to say, I'm serious. Like, yeah. I'm not lying about that. You can say, no cap.
Oh, no cap.
Yeah, no cap. Or I'm not capping. Yeah, or you can say,
does that mean
that's
I'm
cap.
Serious? That's cap.
Yeah, that's cap. Meaning, that's no, cap. That you're lying.
Oh, so that's like a lie.
Yeah, no, if you were to say something to me and I didn't believe you, I'd say, that's cap.
That's cap.
Yeah.
See, that kind of throws me a little bit, but right. I like it. Yeah. I'm going to try and work that in my
think
vernacular.
Think of the people we're helping out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Because not everyone that tunes in or subscribes to this podcast, they may not have the wonderful blessing of having teenager children in our homes that tell us when we're wrong.
It's a whole new language. Yeah. It's teen talk is what it is.
Let me throw one to you.
All right.
I'm taking notes here with my pen. What if I were to say sus?
Oh, I know sus.
Sus.
I learned sus. Seems like I learned another one that same day. That seems a little sus.
That seems sus.
So for our listeners out there, if we put this into context, I flew to the moon last night.
That's sus.
That's sus.
Sus. Obviously a little bit short for suspect.
Yes, this is very suspect.
My niece, Olivia, she taught me that for the first time.
She'll tell you, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to use some of these. Like, she's lit.
She is lit.
She's lit. And she's telling some of these things. Lit. Now, that can be, like, legitimate. Is that lit? No, is that hot?
What?
I don't know. I don't even know.
What just happened?
What just happened? If that was lit, could we say that a person is lit? I think so.
Yeah, people are lit.
Yeah, they're lit.
Things are lit.
See, for me in high school, if you say that person was lit, typically meant they got lit last night. Like,
yeah, they're smoking the wacky tobacco.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're like...
And then next thing you know, they just want some Doritos.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's, and so I think that means something different than it
Yeah, I think
now.
You can use it for both. Oh, that person was lit last
lit.
Night. Or, yeah, that's pretty lit.
It's pretty lit.
Maybe it all comes from the same thing, though.
It probably does.
Like, I don't get it.
It kind of blows my mind every once in a while. Another one that Liv taught me was tea. So if I were to say to you, hey, Dave, spill the tea.
So I learned that one, too.
Okay.
But I never use it. Maybe I need to.
You should.
I'd like to know the tea.
Well, I'd be like, hey, you guys, let's spill the tea. What, you got any tea for me? And I think that's like gossip, right?
Yeah, but what does the tea part stand for?
I mean, I think it's actually like T-E-A. I mean, is it like
that
spill
can't be
the
right.
tea?
That can't be right.
No, I think it's right.
Really?
It's right, yeah.
It's not the letter T that means, how about the truth? Does it mean the truth?
I mean,
it's gossip. It can't be all true. But we want to spill the tea. Just give me some of the tea.
Give me some of the tea. After we go through some of these, it might be fun to see if we can get some professionals to really kind of weigh in on this.
And by professionals, you mean teenagers, right?
Yeah, I do.
Those professional teenagers.
New one that I just learned the other day. Bussin'.
Yeah, I've heard that. Susie used it the other day and the kids all shook their heads Mom, you can't use that.
You can't say bussin'. What does bussin' mean?
It means delicious.
Delicious. So typically, and I think typically you use that when you're referring to food, right?
Yep. Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so.
I don't know what else it's going to be. Like, for instance, tonight, as Jason and I have recorded some of these pods, we like to say lay down the pods.
Lay down the pods, yeah.
And then eventually, once they are actually out there for all of you to consume, we're dropping pods.
We're dropping pods left and right.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's very... Team talk.
That seems cool.
Right now we're laying the pods. Mm-hmm. Between laying pods tonight, we went and grabbed ourselves a big juicy steak.
Oh, so good.
Which was bussin'.
Oh, bussin'.
Bussin'. We were both, it was lit.
It was lit. I was driving through McDonald's the other day. As you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, well,
big
it's bussin'.
It's bussin'.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was right before that my girls taught me what bussin' meant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said to them, they were both in the back seat, Heather was in the front seat, of course. And I said, I'm going to use bussin' with the lady.
With this lady?
With this lady at the counter. And they was like, Dad, no, don't
well,
you
how old? Do you have any idea how old the lady at the counter would have been? I mean, is it in her vernacular?
It should have been, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think she's young. I'm going to guess, you know, high school or maybe just out.
So perfect.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So she passes me my bag of food. And I'm like, oh, looking forward to this Big Mac. I sure hope it's bussin'. Apparently that was they were just trying to like
crawling under the table.
Oh yeah, they're trying to like just kind of disappear into the back seat of the truck. Of course, I rolled down all the windows so that they can see them too.
You need to, and the whole trip is lit. It is not sus at all.
Not sus at all.
No cap.
No cap. Fleek.
I don't understand that word at all.
I don't either. In fact, if I were to put two together, fleek and yeet.
My boys will say that every once in a while.
Can you give me an example? Like, when would they say it?
Anytime.
Like, yeet.
Yeah, just like spontaneous. They're just sitting there.
Yeet. Yeet.
I don't know. I don't know why they say it.
Well, so it's interesting. The first thing that I thought when
I thought it was like,
that,
yep.
Yeah, well, what I thought, of course, we know that great, one of my favorite comedians, Jeff Foxworthy.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about Southern words. And when I heard yeet, he does a little bit about like, did you eat yet? Like,
G-E-E-T.
Yeah. G-E-E-T.
I don't think that's yeet.
I don't think it's even close, but I mean, that's
in
sus.
My mind, I think it's, yeah, it is sus. In my mind, I think it's meaning, yep, and okay, and let's do it, or I don't know. We're going to have to do some extra research. As we're talking through some of this stuff, I think we're going to need to do some extra research. And you know what? Maybe we should go to the phones.
Go to the phones. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phone. First time caller, long time listener.
It's like, Sylvia in the booth, could you get...
We should go to the phones because I think it could be really interesting, kind of a test to see. It'd be awesome if we could call Olivia. How I just used the live or awesome right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have no problem with it.
And it felt natural.
It really did. Oh, you know what else? Dripping.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one.
If you dress really nice, you're dripping.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if I am right now.
You're dripping right now. You look great.
Yeah, thanks.
You look great.
I mean, I could do better.
To use a term from the 90s.
Yeah.
Fat. P-H-A-T.
Yeah. But I never could get on board with that
I
one.
I couldn't either. I think it stands for pretty hot and tempting.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, then I am fat.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are.
Dripping.
Yeah, I'm dripping. And then, oh, what was the other one? That, like if you're wearing a cool looking hat.
Okay.
That hat slaps. I don't know what it means. I don't know if you, it means I can take that hat and I'm going to slap you with it.
Slap you upside the head with it.
But it slaps.
But it seems like it's a positive thing.
It is.
I mean,
who doesn't want to get slapped?
With a cool hat.
I don't know. But it slaps, Jason. So well, let's use them.
Like I've used bussin' in a sentence. I've used sus. I've used, what about bet?
Yeah, bet. Like they'll say, well, it just means like, do you want to bet?
But you might say something like, I could throw that football right over top of those mountains. Bet.
Bet.
Like not a chance you could do that.
Yeah, it's just bet.
Bet.
Yeah, no, you couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
So yeah, bet's kind of a no way.
Let's see if we can get let's call a team.
Let's call a team.
I wish I could get Olivia on the phone because, again, you mentioned that earlier, but she's different time zones. She's like 4 hours ahead of us, and it's like probably midnight there.
She's listening in loud and clear from Brazil.
Part of our global audience.
Yes. It would be interesting to talk to a female teen.
Mm-hmm.
I got two male teens, and we could try to call either of them, and we'll give it a shot. In fact, let's try the 17-year-old.
Okay. Let's get him on the horn. Yeah. That's kind of another phraseology.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. But we need to preface this, because this phone call could go one of a few different ways. Now, he's not expecting this call right now.
Not at all.
He will either answer, and we will have a very one-way conversation, okay? And the conversation will be me asking questions and him responding in little more than grunts.
Yeah.
Okay? It'll be, huh?
Well, yeah. How is yeet any more than a grunt?
No, most of these aren't. Most of these aren't. So what I'm going to do is ask him for some advice on my ability to teen talk. We'll see if we can get him on the horn. Now, another way this could go is he will see that I'm calling.
Oh, yeah.
And just choose not to answer.
That's, you know, that is one bad thing about caller ID these days.
Yeah.
I love it. I want to know.
Yeah, me too. But if I've always said to my children, if mom or dad calls you, you answer that phone.
You pick it up, yeah.
You answer that phone. And if you don't, I'm the one paying for the thing, so we might just take it away.
Well, let's just see get him on the horn, put him on speaker, of course.
Yeah, for sure. We're gonna get this going here. This is my son, Stratford. We'll see. Here we go here.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is, hold your hats, folks. This is a first time. And, we'll see if we can get him here.
That's the third ring.
That's ominous. See if we can get... That's a fourth ring.
Fourth ring. At least he didn't send you directly to voicemail.
I don't even think this kid's ever even set up voicemail.
That might be...
He can't be bothered with
voicemail.
Hello?
Hey, bud. I didn't think you were going to answer. Where are you?
We are at Hiram Dam.
What are you doing out there?
We were boating.
Well, it's dark.
I know. We're coming home right now.
What about the catfish that are going to get you?
The what?
The catfish that are out there. They'll get you.
I never got in.
Oh, you didn't get in?
No.
Well, that's wise. I don't know. The whole thing seems a little sus to me.
Face serve here now if you want to.
No, I believe you. I believe you. We went to, have you eaten yet?
What?
Have you eaten yet?
No. I'm starving.
Yeah, Jason and I just went to Texas Roadhouse, so sorry.
Oh, you lucky.
It was bussing.
Hey, Kylie, get over here.
Hey.
Okay, can I hang? We need to clean the boat.
Were you trying to hang up?
Oh, they're in here.
Yeah, I need to get off the boat.
Okay, well, that was fun. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Now, that was interesting.
That was.
I mean, just the experiment of the whole thing was very interesting, how he really didn't want to be talking to me.
No.
But he gave me more than I expected.
He did give you a lot, more than I expected as well. Maybe you're already aware of this, but like, I love the fact, like, it's dark.
Yeah. This. What time is it?
It's 10:30.
10:30 our time.
Yeah, and he was boating.
Well, I mean, look.
Sounds like
again, you remember in one of our previous podcasts, I said, just never claim to be wise. Never claim to be smart. He's never claimed to be smart. And see, that's what I've taught him.
Yes,
he's out there. I mean, I don't even know if there's catfish out there.
I don't either.
I don't even know what there is out there. I just wanted to see if I could carry on a conversation.
But I'm telling you, if they were catfish and you were catching one, maybe fried up a little dill butter, I might be bussing.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, if I understand the word right, it wouldn't. Let's now go to the 15-year-old.
Yeah, I like this.
Because the 15-year-old, this is going to get interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm going to flat out ask him about some slang.
Okay, good.
And see what he says. Okay? I think he'll answer. This is 15-year-old Griffin.
And I want to ask him, I want to use him in some sentences.
Yeah.
There we go. He made fun of us. We don't know how to use our own phone.
Couldn't get it quite on speaker there. So Griffin's 15.
Yeah.
He thinks he's way smarter than he is.
Yeah.
He wanted me to buy him a side-by-side for $27,000.
I hope you did.
What do you think I am?
Hello?
Hey, bud. Hey, we're trying to work on some teen talk slang here. You help us out?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Buddy, it's lit.
Listen,
we're gonna. This is.
This is lit. Full cap, buddy.
I don't think it's full cap. I don't think it's full cap. So we went to Texas Roadhouse and I got a steak and it was bussing.
No, don't say that.
Why not?
It's just. I don't want you, Dad, to say that.
Why can't a dad say? That's bussin'.
That's bussin'.
Because weird.
How about it slaps? Can I say it?
No.
Why?
You can't use any of those terms.
What about if I, buddy Jason Kimber here, longtime friend here. What if I said yeet?
Only if it's a good time to say it.
Okay, so what's the time to say yeet?
If you're like throwing something.
Okay, so it's just kind of like any eye over type of thing.
Yeah.
You can say, you're just going to yeet it. Or like if you're going to hit a golf ball, you want to just yeet it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite one?
No.
How about, like, am I dripping?
Depends what you're wearing.
So it's all about what I'm wearing. Okay.
Like if you wear your new 270s, you can be dripping.
I'm wearing them right now. So I'm dripping.
No. You're dripping, buddy.
Not really.
You're dripping.
Because if you have like a weird... dad shirt on and you're not dripping, you're gonna have some Nike shirt.
Some Nike shirt? What? It's a Puma. Yeah,
it's a Puma
it's
shirt.
It's a Puma shirt. What's cooler than a Puma?
No.
Would you say something like your dad's shoes are fire?
Only the 270s.
Well,
he doesn't
and
really
I'm
have that good of a shoe game.
I have a really good shoe game.
You have a solid,
really.
You have a lit shoe game.
I do. I drip most of the time.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, and all my shoes slap.
Bat Griff.
Pretty lit.
No.
So, Griff, let me ask you this. At what age can a man not use the word bussin'?
Probably if you're over 18.
Can't say bussin' if you're older than 18?
You have to be younger than 18 to say it.
Yeah, that ship sailed for us a while ago, buddy.
Barely, though.
Yeah.
What about no cap and capping? Can we say that?
Capping?
Probably the same age.
Oh my gosh, we're getting really weeded out here.
What about, I really want to say sus, because I like the word sus.
That was probably a little bit older, maybe like 21.
Oh gosh, we're still a ways out.
What's that sound?
I'm currently driving.
What, you're 15? Oh, we're going to have to call the Popo.
Apparently he's backing a very large rig up. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, what are you driving? Oh, that was, you put your seatbelt on. That's what it was.
Yep.
Griffin, don't drive while you're talking to your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Griff. This has been very helpful.
Hey, peace out, Griff.
See
you. Lit. Flake. I don't think you could just, like for me, I'm just throwing words out.
Me too. Just... yeet.
Well, along these same lines, it made me think a little bit about, it kind of goes to emojis. This is just a little tangent that I want to talk about because I just learned this the other day. Again, my niece Liv, Olivia, she sent, we got this family text thread kind of going back and forth. And I said something which I thought was funny. I can't remember what it was.
I'm sure it was.
I like to think so. And she responded with three skull and crossbones emojis. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of morbid.
It's almost like death. You know,
what is this, death day?
I was like, I didn't know. And apparently, I think it means it was like she was dying laughing.
Hmm.
I have a hard time. It's a hard one to get around.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I've also heard, which is crazy. Now, I don't know about you, but when I text, full punctuation has got to be correct.
We are not animals.
No, but apparently we are, because if you put a period at the end of a sentence, from what I'm understanding, and I won't stop. You can't make me stop.
No, you won't make me stop. I won't stop either.
But apparently that means it's like you're mean about it.
You're mad?
You're mad about
it. Almost like you're yelling at
me. Yeah, well, and I can understand all caps.
Sure, for sure, all caps.
If you're
going
to type in all caps, that means I'm yelling this at you.
Yeah.
But just to have a period at the end can come off as rude.
And I cannot get behind
it. I won't do it.
Because what are you going to say next? A letter, the first of the sentence is capital, is like insensitive?
I think so. I can't. I mean, again, if Griff's not going to let a 21-year-old say bussin'.
Yeah, he actually shut us down on bussin'.
No
caps. No caps.
It seems like we can't say much of it at all.
Actually, we just stick to cool and boss and
it's just the old school. So. I don't even. If we would have said, Griff, can I say I? He would have said no.
No, I think he would have said no too. You know what's a kind of a fun little thing? In Australia, there's a term they say for cool, like that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it is? Grouse.
Grouse?
As in Grouse Creek. I mean, there we go.
Well, so it's Cool Grouse. Creek out there.
It's Cool Creek, buddy. Be like, man, this is grouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I use it?
Of course you can.
I'm not Australian. No, I have no shrimp on the Bobby.
But I played one on TV.
Well, Griffey also has said some funny things. He's brought home some words, and I don't know who's coming up with them. But speaking of Australian, he came home and was calling us donks one day.
Oh,
D-O-N-K-S.
Really?
I'm like, what in the world is a donk?
Yeah.
But it stuck with our family. Everyone in the house now is a donk.
Is a donk?
And it kind of means dumb.
I'm assuming it's like a term of endearment, though.
Well, it's kind of come that way for us.
Okay, good.
Just saying, oh, come on, you donk.
Got a lot of donks in the house.
Yeah, but when I looked it up online, I'm like, it's got to mean something. It says Australian for idiot.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that as well, because like you're saying like it means dumb, and then it was like, dummy, don't be a dummy. And then I think, donk, don't be a donkey. But that doesn't work.
I don't even know.
That's like
I think
work.
People are making it up. But to our friends down under, if that helps you understand us,
that's grouse,
Jason's
mate.
A dunk.
Don't say that.
No, I won't.
Do we have time?
And then, you know what Griffey also said one time? Something was stinky.
Yeah.
It didn't smell good. And he goes, oh, it smells like straight cheeks in here. That one cracked me up.
That's what I'm going to use. So to use it like, for instance, if you were to get into my truck right now, and I am so sorry, I'm trying to do better at this, but we're in the middle of moving, and like there might be, when you have kids and you let them eat in the car, like you could probably like compile an entire Happy Meal from my backseat.
Oh, Jason, it's not good.
I know. I'm not proud of it.
Well,
but, like,
don't
the
be.
The girls are eating back there, and there's like a
doesn't sound like they're eating anything at all.
I don't think they are, but I would get into my truck now and I'd say, oh man, this truck smells like straight cheeks.
Yeah.
Is that what I'd say?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I think
lit.
It must stem from it's lit. It is lit. It must stem from like bum cheeks.
I'd assume so.
Yeah. I don't
stinky.
Because these cheeks they're not bad at all.
It's just they're just pinchable.
They are. The other cheeks maybe. So I don't know. It's a little sus.
A little sus. And when we say words like this, our kids probably refer to us as boomer.
Yeah, my kids will say boomski and boomer. And they don't even know how old I am. They think that 45 is super old.
Well,
but you know what? I look great.
You look great.
I'm carrying an extra few. And the bald spot is ever growing.
Yeah.
But I think it's attractive.
I think it is too. I actually had to notice a little bald spot going. And so she bought me this special magical little juju juice that I rub in there every morning.
It'd be more funny if she just bought you a special magical hat.
Yeah.
You know what? Just put this on.
She said, Jason, I love you in a hat. She's like, do you mind sleeping with it?
I've never worn a hat before in my life. Yeah, start.
Listen, this is fun. I mean, you know, time's getting away because we talked about, to give maybe a little teaser for a future podcast, you start thinking about words like this, and then you start thinking about sometimes these lyrics or these words are making it into modern day lyrics.
Yeah.
And so I'm notorious for like getting the wrong lyric to begin with anyways.
I actually prefer it. I enjoy trying to sing the songs when I have no idea what the words are.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a fun activity. I wonder how our kids feel about that. They probably don't love it.
No, but you know what? I don't care. I think it's pretty boss.
Yeah, it's boss. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that another time. I don't know how to really round this one up other than maybe we could just use all these words.
Yeah. Folks out there, stay lit. Unless it actually means high. We don't want to do that. So let's keep dripping.
Keep dripping. I hope your next meal is bussin'.
Yeah, and let's keep bussin' and in the spirit of graduation and summertime, stay cool, stay cute, have a great summer. Thanks again, folks, for listening to another episode of the Small Towns Podcast.
We're pretty sure we've changed your life for the better.
If not, well, we'll try again next time.